All right. Oh, there we go. All right. Good morning, everyone. If you don't know who I am, once again, my name's Agape, son of these lovely people right in front. Short few things to know about me. I am a huge history nut, so I love looking at history and all of its repeating factors. And one of the most commonly repeated thing is betrayal. Back in 1940s, there was a betrayal. Germany betrayed Russia and attacked them. Not a good idea to do in winter. Then a little bit earlier, Germany betrayed its own people, the Jews. And we all know how that went down. Betrayal is a part of human history and has always continued to be a part of human history. Even in the celebration of the communion, it's the story of a betrayal. If everyone could go to Matthew 26:17. If you're there, say good. All right. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, offered it to them, and saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which was poured out for the many of the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, he went out to the Mount of Olives. All right. So when Jesus was betrayed, the first betrayal we get to see was when he was betrayed by one of his own disciples, Judas. Judas sold Jesus out for, was it like 30 pieces of silver. Now, money you can't take to the you can't take it to the grave, you can't take it anywhere, and you betrayed the Son of Man, literally God himself, for shiny rocks. It makes no sense. But at that moment, it was his entire world, because Jesus was not doing the way that he wanted it to be. So, in the best way he could, he changed sides. Now, betrayal is something that no one ever likes to see. It's hard to deal with, especially if you're the one on the opposite side of being betrayed. No one has a problem with doing the betrayals, but everyone has a problem when it's them being betrayed. Now, that wasn't the only betrayal Jesus got. He was also betrayed by his other disciples. They all scattered and fled. Probably the most harsh one was Peter, where he was asked 3 times, "Weren't you with that man?" "I don't know." "Hey, I saw you a couple times with the man." "Never knew him." 3rd time, "Hey, I saw you, you know, learning from that guy." "Obviously wasn't me. Must have been a different Peter." It's hard to see and hard to just believe that because of this betrayal, we were all saved. Just like for the Jews, back then in 1938 through 45, must have been the hardest years for every German Jew, Slavic Jew, and everything else. For them, it seemed like their world was over. It seemed that this concentration camp was going to be where their people leaves, and they were not never to come back. And it seemed as if God himself betrayed them. But because of the Germans' betrayal and Hitler's betrayal of the Jews, they were able to get their country back. The state of Israel would have never would have came back if World War II would have never happened, and if the Jews would have never gone through the concentration camps. Although betrayal may be harsh and rough and very difficult for us to go through, sometimes at the end of that tunnel, there may be something even brighter and more beautiful than anything else. So, in all and end all of it, I just have to say, don't feel bad if you do get betrayed by life's expectations or anything else. Sometimes, that's just God's way of saying, I'm going to give you an even bigger blessing. So just as the passage has said, take of the bread and eat, for this is his body. Take of the cup and drink, for this is his blood, and do this in remembrance of me.